Hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the wind blew and buffeted against the house. But it didn't collapse, because it had been built solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted against the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout this Advent season, we say, O come, Emmanuel. Maranatha, O come, Divine Messiah. But as Jesus tells us in today's Gospel, taken from the end of the Sermon on the Mount, it's not just crying out, "Lord, Lord," that is necessary, but it's building our whole life on Him when He comes. Isaiah tells us today that the Lord is an eternal rock. The responsorial psalm talks about the light God Himself brings. We're called to build our life on Him and to walk in His light, to live as the children of the light. And that's the real meaning of Advent, that we construct our entire existence on the Lord's threefold coming. And His incarnation in Bethlehem, that He has become one of us, taking on our humanity so that we might assume His divinity. On His presence for us in the sacraments, especially the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And on the hope that all the outrageous promises He has made to us will all come true. Advent is this time in which we go back to focus at the beginning of a new liturgical year on not just our awareness of these truths, but whether we're actually building our existence upon them. For us as priests and religious, there's a particular set of words that are key for us. The Lord wants us to build our life on His love and chastity, on His will and obedience, on Him as our sole treasure in poverty, on His face, we could say, with a particular reverence for the dignity that flows from relationship with Him in everyone we meet, to build ourselves on His priesthood rather than on any other aspect of the priesthood. The more we say, "Come, Lord Jesus," is the more we ask for the grace for this construction project. Today the Church celebrates the feast of St. Nicholas of Myra, one of the most famous and beloved saints of all time. And he built his life on the Lord. Focus just two aspects. He built it on faith in the Lord. And when, at the time of Arius in the early 300s, people were challenging whether Jesus was 100% divine at all, or whether Jesus was just the greatest human being who had ever lived, Nicholas went and affirmed with the true faith, with the other bishops, what the true faith is, that Jesus is 100% God and 100% man. He was building his life on the reality of the Incarnation, on the reality of the Lord's divinity in the sacraments, on the reality that Jesus himself would come as King of Kings, as the God-man on the clouds at the end of time. Second thing he did is he really built his life on the Lord's word, particularly the most important of all the Lord had said. Jesus said that the entire law and the prophets is summarized in the twofold command, to love God with all we have and are, to love our neighbor as he has loved us, to do this in memory of him, to love to the extreme, to follow the example. The most famous of all the episodes in the life of St. Nicholas, as you know, is when that formerly wealthy father had lost everything. He no longer had the money to pay the dowry for his three girls at a time in which women were considered burdens. And the only way a father could divest himself of them is if somebody paid a price to show that if they were able to, through a dowry to give the money over for the person's upkeep. Same type of stupid thing happened in religious life for many centuries, such that poor girls who couldn't get a dowry couldn't enter religious life because the dowry was part of the escape clause. That if the woman didn't have a vocation, the only way that she would be able to survive was on the dowry that was basically given in escrow. But Nicholas, seeing this father's situation and this real worry that if the father himself died, his girls would have no means to support themselves other than being sold into a life of prostitution, surreptitiously at night to keep the father's honor, dropped in bag gold coins, as the story goes, the first night for the eldest daughter, a second gold bag for the middle child, the second night. The third night, the father was waiting to see who was doing this and saw that it was Nicholas, the native of Patara. He was doing this as a layman, by the way, before he was bishop, his native place. Did it for the third night. And the father was so grateful, as any dad would be, for this type of generosity. He patterned his life on the generosity of the Lord, seeking to put the Lord's extreme love into practice, because he was building his life on that rock. Today we celebrate the 1675th anniversary of his death. On this day, December 6, 343, it's an opportunity for us to turn to St. Nicholas. Sister, St. Nicholas has been the patron for money over the course of the century. Today we have a greater devotion to St. Joseph and even do some superstitious things like bury him upside down as some type of pecuniary blackmail. But St. Nicholas has been the great patron of so many religious orders' financial affairs. What a great intercessor to ask for the money that you need to finish off the renovations here. Let's pray for that today. To build our life on the Lord's word. Every Mass, we come with a chance to do it. We don't just cry out, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. We come to listen to his word so that we might hang on every word that comes from his mouth and use it as the hard pillars, the big, firm stones on which he seeks to build our entire spiritual life so that he can come and tabernacle himself among us. And then we have the chance to build our life on the Word made flesh. As we are 2 days away from the Immaculate Conception, we remember that this is the way Mary constructed her entire existence. When she heard the Lord's words, she heard them as words to be done and responded to the angel, let my whole life happen according to your word. Let us echo that word together with her today.